Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Cuckoo with the evening news. The headlines. Nation celebrates 10 years of digital India. Prime Minister Modi calls it mass movement for Atmanirbhar Bharat. Cabinet approves employment-linked incentive scheme, National Sports Policy 2025. President Draupadi Murmu endorses traditional healthcare systems. And 15 pharmacies licenses cancelled in Newland District. Now the news in detail. India is celebrating 10 years of the Digital India program. It was launched by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015. The Prime Minister has said that Digital India has become a people's movement and is central to building an Atmanirbhar Bharat and making India a trusted innovation partner to the world. In a blog marking 10 years of the program, he said, India is moving from digital governance to global digital leadership and from India first to India for the world. Mr. Modi wrote that while decades were once spent doubting the ability of Indians to use technology, this mindset has changed. Similarly, he noted that instead of believing technology would deepen inequality, it is now being used to bridge the gap between the haves and the have-nots. He emphasized that when the intent is right, innovation empowers the less empowered, and inclusive approaches have brought meaningful changes to the lives of those on the margins. This belief, he said, laid the foundation of Digital India, a mission to democratize access, build inclusive digital infrastructure, and create opportunities for all. The Prime Minister said India is now the most affordable compute destination with the $1.2 billion India AI mission. He added that India is championing humanity-first AI, and the New Delhi Declaration on AI promotes innovation with responsibility. Mr. Modi concluded that the next decade will be even more transformative. The Union Cabinet has approved the employment-linked incentive scheme to generate employment and provide social security across all sectors, with special focus on the manufacturing sector. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said first-time employees will get 1 month's wage up to 15,000 rupees under the scheme. He said employers will also receive incentives for 2 years for each additional employee retained for at least 6 months.
First timers ke liye ek mahine ki salary ke barabar subsidy up to a limit of maximum 15,000 rupees ye di jayegi jo ki do installments mein hogi 6 mahine aur 12 mahine ke baad mein di jayegi. Isse employers ko companies ko they will be encouraged to hire the first time. Dusra iska part hai jo sustained employment dete hain 2 saal ke liye every month 3,000 rupees per month per employee. Ye ek support milega aur jo manufacturing industries hain usme yehi support 4 saal ke liye milega.
With an outlay of nearly 1 lakh crore rupees, the scheme aims to generate over 3.5 crore jobs within 2 years. Further, the cabinet has approved the National Sports Policy 2025. Mr. Vaishnaw said the policy aims to propel India to the top 5 sporting nations in the world. He said it will strengthen programs from the grassroots to elite levels with early identification and nurturing of talent, as well as building world-class systems for training, coaching, and holistic athlete support.
खेलो भारत नीति के मेजर ऑब्जेक्टिव रहेगा कैसे भारत 2047 तक टॉप 5 स्पोर्टिंग नेशंस में गिनती हो भारत की ये इसका ओवरऑल एक बड़ा ऑब्जेक्ट सेकंड रहेगा पीपल्स मूवमेंट बने फिटनेस के साथ जुड़े हमारे एजुकेशन पॉलिसी के साथ इसका अलाइनमेंट हो इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट के साथ जुड़े सोशल डेवलपमेंट समाज के सभी वर्गों को इससे लाभ मिले
मिस्टर वैष्णव नोटेड दैट दिस पॉलिसी विल आल्सो हेल्प इन प्रमोटिंग स्पोर्ट्स टूरिज्म एंड अट्रैक्टिंग मेजर इंटरनेशनल इवेंट्स इन द कंट्री President Draupadi Murmu today stressed the role of traditional healthcare systems and lifestyle in the nation's progress. Inaugurating the Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University in Uttar Pradesh, she said if the public remain healthy, the vision of a developed India by 2047 can be realized.
भारत का डंका सारा विश्व में बाज रहा है लेकिन उसी चीज को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए हम लोगों को कहते हैं कि स्वास्थ्य ही संपदा क्योंकि स्वास्थ्य ठीक रहेगा तो फिर भारत को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए जो हम सपना देखते हैं हम विश्व गुरु बनेंगे विकसित भारत बनेगा तो इसी के लिए आज से हम लोगों को प्रयास करना होगा
Endorsing traditional healthcare systems, the president called on people to adopt the Ayurvedic and nature-based lifestyle alongside modern medicine. In a coordinated enforcement effort, licenses of 15 pharmacies were cancelled today in Newlyn District for violating regulations that mandate the presence of registered pharmacists. The joint inspection drive was carried out by the District Administration, Police Department, and the Chief Medical Office, Dimapur. As per order issued by the State Drugs Control Administration, Kohima, the licenses were cancelled due to non-compliance with show-cause notices regarding violations of the Drugs and Cosmetics Rules 1945 and the Pharmacy Act 1948. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. National Doctors' Day is being celebrated today to honor the priceless contributions and dedication of medical professionals to people's lives and communities. This year's theme, Behind the Mask, Who Heals the Healers? Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted all hardworking doctors on the occasion. In a social media post, he said, "Doctors are the true protectors of health and pillars of humanity." Mr. Modi added that their contribution to strengthening India's healthcare infrastructure is truly exceptional. Chief Minister Dr. Nipiu Ryo has also extended greetings to doctors across the country on the occasion of National Doctors' Day. In a message on X, Dr. Ryo hailed doctors as pillars of the nation's healthcare system. He described their service as a noble calling defined by timely interventions and compassionate care. The Chief Minister emphasized that the people deeply honor their invaluable role in saving lives. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today launched Rail One app, which is a one-stop solution for all passenger services. The app offers ease of access for services like ticketing, inquiries of trains, PNR, journey planning, rail madad services, and food on train. Addressing a function, Mr. Vaishnaw said, "The entire focus of the railway officers should be on passenger safety."
हमारा सबसे पहला कमिटमेंट रहना चाहिए हमारे गरीब परिवारों के प्रति. सेफ, कंफर्टेबल ट्रैवल, अफोर्डेबल ट्रैवल कर सकें, उनका ध्यान रखना रेल परिवार की तरफ से उनके लिए बहुत महत्वपूर्ण हमारी जिम्मेदारी बनती है. आज रेल वन ऐप का आरंभ होना उसी भावना के तहत है. कैसे लोगों को टिकट की खिड़की पे चक्कर ना काटना पड़े, वहां लंबी लंबी लाइनों में खड़ा ना रहना पड़े. रिजर्व टिकट आज भी IRCTC पहले की तरह करता रहेगा.
The Rail One app can be downloaded from both Android Play Store and iOS App Store. The Ministry of Jal Shakti has launched Swachh Survekshan Gramin 2025, a nationwide rural sanitation survey aimed at evaluating and boosting cleanliness efforts in villages. The survey is a key assessment tool under Phase 2 of the Swachh Bharat mission, focused on sustaining the Open Defecation Free Plus model. It will rank states, union territories, and districts for their sanitation performance based on service delivery, field observations of cleanliness, functionality of infrastructure, and citizen feedback. To promote public engagement, a dedicated mobile app has been created where people can share their views. Citizens can download the app on Play Store, DDWS website, and SSG 2025 portal to share their feedback. And the Department of Telecommunications, in partnership with the National Disaster Management Authority, is currently testing a new mobile alert system that will help send real-time emergency warnings to people across India. This new system, known as Cell Broadcast System, is designed to send alerts instantly to mobile phones in areas affected by natural disasters or emergencies like tsunamis, earthquakes, lightning, or gas leaks. The testing will last for about 2 to 4 weeks and once complete will be used alongside SMS alerts to deliver warnings in multiple languages to all mobile users. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nation celebrates 10 years of Digital India. Prime Minister Modi calls it mass movement for Atmanirbhar Bharat. Cabinet approves employment-linked incentive scheme, National Sports Policy 2025. President Draupadi Murmu endorses traditional healthcare systems. And 15 pharmacies licenses cancelled in Newlyn District. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.